smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, as Mount Tom's boys getting ready to play at Palm Springs. Taking a look at the starting lineups. First off for the Panthers and their Road Maroons, coached by Tim Stewart. Again, they'll be going with five sophomores on the tonight. Evan Allen at 6'5", A.J. Moore at 6', Stewart Schwaninger at 6'2", also Nathan Hawbaker at 6'1", and Crew Webb at 6'2". Mount Tom in their home lights, coached by Josh Fulcher. They'll be going with two seniors, Braxton Carson at 6'4", and Braden Dewey at 6'5". Two juniors, Blaine Tate at 5'9", and Ryder McLean at 6'2". And rounding out the starting lineup is Greg Gilbert, a 5'8 sophomore. Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Braden Dewey jumping center for Mountain Home. Evan Allen will try to win the tip for the Panthers. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home. Barely.
Ryder almost went out of bounds as he was trying to get out of that ball. So Salem's going to play a 3-2 zone. This is one of those – we talked about it a little bit in the girls, and the girls did a good job attacking it. This is one of those zones that it's very hard to beat because you don't see it very often when it's ran right.
That's true. Here's Gilbert with it. Tries to throw it to Carson. It goes off Carson's foot and out of bounds, and Mount Home's first possession ends up in a turnover.
I was talking with Coach Fulcher a little bit, and he said, you know, this is one of those games where – you feel that you're the better team. You feel that you're one of the teams that you should handle business. But because of the defense and the difference that you see with that, you're going to look up and be like, man, this game's closer than it should be.
And Silas Rings is going to strike first as the ball goes to Moore in the corner, and he puts up the three-pointer. 3-0 our score. Panthers up, 7:22 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert with it. He's going to give it to Tate. Tate will throw it to McLean in the left corner. Up top now to Gilbert. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Gilbert picks up his dribble. Tries to throw it down to Carson. Ball's knocked away. And another turnover against the Bombers as the ball is stolen away. Back the other way, Evan Allen's going into the lane for the layup. And Mount Tom's already struggling against that 3-2.
Yeah, two turnovers in a row. Salome's doing a good job rotating. Anytime you can have a kind of a quirky, I say quirky, it's a really good defense, but if you can do it and do it well that teams can't see, you can give teams problems.
Ryder McLean puts up the three in the left corner. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by the Panthers. I believe that was, Hawbaker with it. 5-0 Panthers up. Ball goes over on the right side to Webb. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Gilbert. And that'll be the Panthers' first turnover of the night. Here's McLean with it. Gives up top to Dewey. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good, and Mount Tom's on the board.
How many games have we started this year with Dewey at the top of the key hitting a three?
I don't know if I can count that high.
It's been a lot, you know, and that's one way you can beat this defense. Get up and down the floor and get some good transition looks before they have a chance to set up that defense on you.
Schwaninger with it. Gives up top to Hawbaker. Hawbaker will dribble to the low block, going up for the runner. No good. The tip in by Evan Allen. He has four on the night, and it's 7-3. Salem Springs, 5:49 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, Dewey came off to kind of block that shot and did get a good hand on it. Mountain Home got caught watching the ball, and Salem came in perfect for an offensive rebound.
And another turnover against the Bombers as kind of a lazy pass there, and the Panthers come up with a steal. Ball goes over to Hawbaker on the left side. He's going to give it down to Allen. He has the ball knocked away, but Hawbaker's there to pick it up and put it up and in. And boy, a tough start for Mount Tom, and Josh Fulcher does not like what he's seen. He's going to call a timeout. We'll break with 5:21 left to play in the first quarter. It is Salem Springs leading Mountain Home 9-3. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one. Plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200 plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
So Mount Home taking their first time out. Josh Fulcher expressing his displeasure with his team and their effort there right now so far. It's 9-3. Salem Springs up.
Yeah, Mount Home's coming out a little bit of flat right now. They're kind of jumping to pass the ball and turning the ball over. And let's see if we can get some things going our way.
Tate with it. He'll give it to Harris. McGee Harris checked in during the timeout for Braxton Carson. And Drew Haney also came in. And now the ball is knocked away, and looks like it's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Salem Springs ball in possession arrow. Another turnover against the Bombers.
That's four turnovers already in this first 3 minutes or 2 minutes and 59 seconds here this
looks like
quarter.
Looks like Greenwood and Russellville are going to an extra period.
Are they really? Yep. Going overtime, huh?
Yep. That's the this is the girls' game there at Cyclone Arena. Ball goes up top to Hawbaker. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to A.J. Moore in the corner. He tries a three, won't go. Allen gets the rebound. He'll kick it out. Now Moore's going to try another three-pointer. This one goes in. He's got six already.
Now how many times right now do we see offensive rebounds lead to wide-open threes?
12-3, Salem Springs up. Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to McLean. He will give it up top to Harris. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
Yeah, I heard Coach Fulcher tell McGee, you got to look at that shot. And he said, it's going to be there all night. And sure enough, it was.
His first 3 points of the night. 12-6, Salem Springs up. 4:11 left in the first quarter. Ball goes to Moore. He's going to try another three in the right corner. In and out. And the rebound chased down by Dewey.
There we got a stop, finally.
McLean with it on the left side. He'll give it up top to Dewey. He's going to try another three-pointer. Good!
That's how you close the gap in a hurry. You kind of drive and make that zone collapse, kick it back out. That top of the key three looks like it's going to be open for the Bombers.
Six on the night so far for Dewey. 3:45 left to play in the first quarter. 12-9, Panthers up. Ball goes down to Allen at the right elbow, out to Schwaninger. His three-pointer is up and in.
Basket, Stewart Schwaninger.
His first 3 points of the night, 15-9.
A lot of buckets going down. Ball's falling through the hoop.
We've already had six threes in this game between the two teams.
Yeah, teams are shooting it. It may be cold outside, but it's hot inside here, man.
Ball goes to Harris on the right side.
You like what I did there?
Oh, yeah. Right. Ball goes to Tate. Back to Harris. Back to Tate. 15 left on the shot clock. Tate gets by a bunch of defenders. Throws it to McLean in the right corner.
One more.
Now back to Tate. He's going to have to put up the three in the right corner. It won't go. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Webb. He will give it to Allen, who's quickly into the front court, going in for the layup, and they're going to call him for the charge.
Yeah, good job there. Looked like Ryder McLean sprinted back. You know, the sideline player kind of avoided the first contact, but Ryder just held his ground and stayed with him, was able to take that player control foul.
Coben Inskeep's going to check in, replacing Blaine Tate. Inskeep, a 5'5 senior. That foul was on Evan Allen, his first personal foul, first team foul against the Panthers here in the first quarter. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the period. 15-9, Salem Springs up. Inskeep with it. Throws it to Haney. Now back to Inskeep. Ball goes to Harris in the right corner. Back to Inskeep. Throws it to Dewey. Back to Harris. He's going to try another three-pointer. Good!
Yeah, we talk about this team. It's somebody different all the time. Tonight, right now, McGee Harris has come in and gave a huge boost to the Bombers off the bench.
Now fouls will be called. They're going to call a reach and foul against Coben Inskeep. That is his first personal foul, first team foul against Mountain Home here in the first quarter.
As Axman's right in front of us there, Matt. Good hustle by Coben. He full on out, head first dove, trying to save that ball.
Eli Mann checking in for Salem Springs, replacing Crew Webb. Ball goes down to Allen on the low block. He puts up the turnaround jumper. It won't go. And the rebound's knocked around, controlled by Dewey. I think Allen was too close to the basket.
Yeah.
Here is Dewey. He's going to try another three-pointer. Good!
There we go. Mountain Home transition offense. Not letting that zone have time to set up. Dewey came in, just stepped right into that three.
He's got nine, and we've got our first tie of the night. 15-all our score with less than 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's Hawbaker with it up top. Hawbaker's going to dribble towards the lane. He's going to put up the runner. No good. And McLean will get the rebound. He'll be fouled in the backcourt. Be Mount Holmes ball with a chance to take their first lead of the night.
Now, I tell you, I can't express enough. Drew Haney coming in. Coben Inskeep, McGee Harris coming in, giving some energy off the Bomber bench. That's what's kind of sparked this lead here, or not lead, but a chance to come back in and tie this game for the Bombers.
A.J. Moore picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against Salem Springs. Levi Uchman coming in for the first time tonight, replacing Ryder McLean. Uchman, a 6'1 senior. Here is Inskeep with it. Tries to throw it down to Dewey. like they're going to call a kickball. Okay. Shot clock will stay where it's at. Coming in now is Jaden Hooten for Solemn Springs as he replaces Nathan Hawbaker. Hooten, a 5'7 sophomore, another sophomore. Here is Dewey with it. He has it at the right elbow. He puts up the jumper, bounces around, and finally falls in. And Mount Tom has her first lead of the night.
Hey, Salem, I don't know if you know, but Dewey's pretty good.
Yes.
Dewey is pretty good.
He's got 11 so far. And back comes Solemn Springs. Mount almost turned it over. Schwaninger will throw it out to Hooten.
Look at Coben and McGee work up top up here, man. They are handsy, and the pressure is all over these Salem guards.
You bet. Allen's going to put up the three-pointer, misses everything, and the rebound's controlled by Uchman. 104 left to play in the first quarter. Mount Tom with the 17-15 lead. Ball goes to Dewey. He puts up another jumper at the elbow. Good!
Great energy right here from the Bombers to finish this first quarter.
Brayden Dewey with 13 on the night. 19-15, Bombers up. Here's Hooten with it. Throws over on the left side to Mann, up top to Schwaninger, over to Hooten. In the right corner it goes.
Walk,
and,
yeah.
And being called for the travel was Dylan Dunn. He just checked in a moment ago.
You know what Salem looks like right now, Matt?
What's that?
Sophomores here getting sped up by the energy of Coben Inskeep and McGee Harris. They are just dogging their guards up top up here.
Inskeep walking the ball into the front court. 35 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Here is Inskeep picking up his dribble, throwing it on the left side to Uchman.
Shot clock is off. Mountain Home can't hold for the last shot if they want to.
No, they can't.
No, you're right. Yep. My bad.
Harris puts up the three. It misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Hooten. But his pass is stolen, and here's Uchman putting up the hook shot in the paint. Good! 21-15, Mountain Home up. 11 seconds left. Now shot clock is off.
Now shot clock is off, yep.
Ball goes to Hooten in the front court. He's going to throw it to a man. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything. I think he got fooled by the
– He did the bench.
Yeah, the bench was caught, was counted down early, and he got fooled by it. He put up the three-pointer and airballed, and Mount Tom got the ball.
He threw a running three with about 4 seconds left.
Yeah.
The bench is high-fiving each other down there. They know they were part of that play.
Yes, they were. So we've come to the end of the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Solemn Springs 21-15. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting.